Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Jose De Colongon ng Australian Association Communities Practices Philippines at ating pag-uusapan ang bagong lunsad na AACPH. Magandang araw, Jose.
Magandang araw. Great to be here.
Maraming salamat at welcome back siguro, pwede nating sabihin, sa Australia.
Oo nga. Kahit ko ng Australia.
Kahit nasa Pilipinas ka.
Yes.
So, kamakailan inilunsad nyo ang samahang ito? Pwede mo sabihin sa amin kung sino-sino ang nasa likod ng Australia Alumni Communities Practices Philippines?
Ang Australia Alumni Communities Philippines, ito binuo to recently lang. It was formed by Mike Maliksi with support of the Australia Awards Engagement Program. And of course, that has also the support of DFAT. And the reason why it was created is really to build communities of practice here in the Philippines, mainly comprised by Filipino-Australian alumni or Filipinos who studied in Australia, regardless of program. And the main reason why it was formed, and we actually made vision kami, and it's really to become catalysts of positive impact, enduring collaboration, and transformational leadership driven by communities of practice of Australia-educated Filipinos committed to national development. So medyo, alam ko medyo heavy siya, highfalutin, but ang inisip kasi namin, it was really a great opportunity to work, to study in Australia. And now that we're back here in the Philippines, in our own respective areas, we thought to have these communities of practice to make sure that we keep the fire going. So, itong communities of practice, I would say it's three P's. So, it's about the practice itself. So, sharing of knowledge, sharing of the network. The other P is the profession. So it's related to that network of people, of practitioners, really, in respective communities. We actually have 8 communities na pwede kong pag-usapan later. And then the third aspect is related to passion, where we're all passionate in our respective communities to really improve and take those communities further, but watch passion also to help our fellow Filipinos, to help our country. So yung communities of practice, we have 8 communities of practice depending on the, I would say, the interest of the alumni where they want to join. Our founding convener, si Mike Maliksi, he graduated from Monash, came back to the Philippines, I think, in 2017 or 2018. And in a way, this is, he is the one really championing this. This is his brainchild. He started this. And for me, it's a great opportunity to be part of it. I mean, I've led organizations before. I've had a corporate career before my first time in Australia was actually for work. I worked there in Melbourne in 2007. Mm-hmm. I was there for a year, and then I got moved again. And then I came back in 2018. I was an Australia Award Scholar, very lucky. Finished it in 2019. So when Mike formed this, actually marami na siyang, every year he would have an event in the past couple of years. And this year they decided to really, have, I would say, something more formal in place.
Uh-huh.
Where we could invite, we're not here to compete with any existing organization because we are a community of practice. We don't really have a legal entity. So it's a new way of organization, I would say. We're here, we work together. Of course, there's sort of some formality because we have that informal organization, but it's really more a network of like-minded people who want to make an impact. And that impact is brought about by yung our relationships with each other, by helping each other. So eto, we have our you know, because of the back-to-back-to-back typhoons that hit us. So we decided it was a test run for the community. And, you know, it was very fast. We just talked on a Saturday, and we implemented that Sunday, last Sunday. And it was a test of our community in terms of how we can ask for help from those people who can help, and then give it to the help to those who are already doing it.
So para kayong ano, para kayong a network of experts na kung saan, kung meron kayong kailangan, bubunutin nyo to para makatulong kayo. Say for example, itong nangyaring bagyo, Ulysses at Rolly, meron kayong expert sa kung paano makaset up ng komunikasyon. So ibibigay ninyo yung idea o yung mga plano doon sa nandun na sa lugar. Parang hindi na kayo, hindi na kayo pupunta doon, hindi na kayo magse-set up doon, doon na sa mga naka-set up. Parang aalalay kayo.
Correct. Kumbaga tulungan na lang. Mm-hmm. So we have, for example, other Australia alumni. We were working with you know, one of our recipients, 2KK. So tulong sa Kapwa Kapatid Foundation. And this is led by an Australia alumni. So part of the proceeds will go to her, and she's the one who's organizing the relief operations going to Cagayan and also to Isabela. And I'm not sure kung meron din siya for Marikina in Metro Manila, but it's good because organized na siya. So all we need to do is get the resources for her to be able to, you know, to add on to whatever she's doing.
So yung nakakatawa sa marami sa mga nagtapos dito, particularly yung mga Australian Award Scholars, yung meron silang re-entry action program na karamihan sa mga ito ay napapatuloy nila at nakakatulong mismo sa komunidad ng pangmatagalan. Katulad nung kay Krisha, yung 2KK, pagkatapos meron pa akong isang nakapanayam dati, yung Happy Fish Kids na nasa Mindanao.
Yes.
Yung mga bagay na to, lahat ng idea ay hindi man maring nanggaling dito o katulad nung sa Happy Fish Kids o yung parang napatatag o napalakas at mas lalong nabuo sa pag-aaral sa Australia, hindi ba?
Oo, tama yan. Even personally, so yung REAP ko is related to helping develop the supply chain of cooperatives, native animal farmers, agriculture cooperative. So since yung tinapos ko supply chain innovation, so apply ko yon dun sa cooperative na yon. So maganda nga siya, tama ka, na kumbaga na nagagamit talaga yung napag-aralan namin into something na may impact dito sa bayan natin. Siyempre, ang Pilipinas, ibang level yan compared sa Australia. Mas maraming nangangailangan dito. Iba din yung mindset, iba yung mga pamamaraan. And ito talaga, with COVID plus the climate change effect, which is ito, yung typhoon. We need it more than ever, this kind of help. And instead of us working separately or doing our own thing, you know, one vision really for the communities is, you know, we won't stop people from doing what they're doing, but if we can actually help and enhance that by tapping the rest of the community to provide support and help or give advice, so kung ano man yung kailangan. So we also know that each community, I talked about the 8 communities, no? Mm-hmm. And each community would be different compared to the others. So we understand that may iba-ibang levels of maturity yung bawat community. And tama ka, in terms of the scholars, kasi meron din naman tayo yung nakapagtapos sa sarili nila, they paid for their own way. But regardless, ang mahalaga, nag-uusap, di ba? Nagtutulungan. So kung let's say yung mga scholar, may kailangan sila for their REAP. And maybe some of your listeners are scholars which are there presently in Australia and they're planning to come back. You know, why don't they join the community, the communities of practice? Baka doon, through the network, mas mapabilis yung, for example, yung REAP nila. Or kung meron silang advocacy, or katulad ko, nag-change ako ng career, before my scholarship, before going to Australia the second time, you know, I was in a corporate career, and then when I came back, sabi ko, gusto ko may iba naman. And I think etong communities of practice can really help to bring you to, let's say, to introduce you to a network that can help you in your new objectives or existing objectives.
Imbis na nakasentro lang sa isang maliit na komunidad, yung mga kaalaman ninyo at yung mga programa ninyo, sa pamamagitan nung samahan ninyo, yung AACP, mas mapapalakas pa at mas mapapalawak pa, hindi ba, yung maaabot nito?
Oh, that's true. Diba, sa ano nga, ang one of the buzzwords ngayon, they call it the network effects, right? So, uso yan dun sa mga tech companies. And network effect is the more people that you put into the network, the more successful that product or service or platform is, right? Ito, this is really an inclusive community. So we want to be able to enhance and work with, let's say, the formal, I would say the more formal groups such as the, you know, the Philippine Australia Alumni Association, PA3I, or with Australia New Zealand Chamber of Commerce, or with other, you know, Australian Filipino institutions and organizations. We're here to leverage that network.
So parang ano, kung titingnan natin at hihimayin natin, punot dulo, pinapractice pa rin yung bayanihan spirit ng mga Pinoy.
That's right. Oo, yung bayanihan spirit talaga importante. Di ba kasi yung bayanihan, wala naman. I mean, we do it para makatulong, di ba? Kung makita mo yung talagang practice ng bayanihan, they would carry yung bahay, lilipat ng bahay, di ba? Tapos lahat talaga magtutulungan. Dadalhin mo yung bahay ng iba. And ano yung return, di ba? And for me, there's no monetary return. Ang pinaka-return dyan, it's really one, being able to serve and being able to help. And number two, it's really increasing the power of the community.
Maraming salamat, Jose de Colongon ng AACPH.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.